Mishnah Gimel, so the process of the Keturis has been completed, but the Kohen Gadol is now going to go back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim a number of times to throw blood towards the Orein. Now, if you recall, we still have this person standing in the courtyard, still stirring the blood of the Korban, which was a bull, so that it wouldn't harden. So once the Kohen Gadol has finished the Keturah service, Notalis Adam and Mishai Hamemorisboy, he takes the blood, the utensil holding the blood from the one who was mixing it, and Nichnas from Kodesh Nichnas, he enters to the place where he had entered before, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the exact same way, in between the two curtains, V'omad and Kodesh Omad, and he stands in exactly the same place where he stood in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in between the two poles of the Orein, or if there's no Orein, then in front of the Evin Ashsia, the stone, V'hizl Mimenu, and he sprinkles from the blood, Achas Lamala, one sprinkling upwards, V'sheva Lamata, and seven downwards. Now this doesn't literally mean he would throw the blood upwards to the top of the Orein, and downwards to the bottom of the Orein. V'lohi miskavan l'hazis l'lemav l'lemata. He didn't intend to sprinkle the blood to the top or the bottom of the Orein. Elokamatzlif, rather, it was like he was whipping. He did a whipping motion, just like one who whips, brings his hand, let's say, backwards, and then moves it upwards, or he starts upwards and moves it downwards. But it could be that whether he starts from downwards or upwards, the whip would land in the same place. It's not that if he starts from downwards, then he aims to whip at the top. Or if he starts with his hand up and does a downward motion, so he would whip something at the bottom. No, it could be that he whips it at the same place. Question is it an upward motion or a downward motion? So to here, it could be the blood would end up really in the same place in the Orein, roughly, but the point is he does an upward motion and downward motion. And this is how he would count it. As he was sprinkling the blood with his finger, he would dip his finger into the blood and throw it towards the Orein. So he would count achas, one. That refers to the one sprinkling which he did in an upwards motion, and now he has seven to do in a downwards motion. But in order to signify the distinction and the difference between the first sprinkling which was done in an upward motion, and the rest which were done in a downward motion, so when counting the rest of them, he wouldn't count one and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Rather, he would count one and then achas v'achas, one plus one, meaning the one I did upwards plus the first one downwards. Achas u'shtayim, 1 plus 2, achas v'sholosh, 1 plus 3, achas v'arba, 1 plus 4, achas v'chomish, 1 plus 5, achas v'shesh, 1 plus 6, achas v'sheva, 1 plus 7. And that way he wouldn't make a mistake, he would sprinkle the right amounts in the right directions, and then yotza, he would leave, again in the same way as he had left the first time, walking backwards, v'henichay al kanazov shebahichal, and he places this container of blood on a particular gold base, which was situated in the heichal, and it would wait over there.